Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month, we have our friend Francine on, and we're really excited to have her on with us today. We're going to make a quick announcement that both me and Francine are going to be traveling for most of the month of December, all kinds of special events and family and time and stuff like that. So there will be no show in December. You can join us back here on the air with Francine on January 18th. If you haven't had a chance to check out our website, you can find out about this show and all the other shows. We, of course, have links for all the different people on our shows up on the website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, I always recommend that you go to Francine's website, and the link is on our Spiritual Radio Show website, but you can go to her website, which is francinesangels.com. She's got some free meditations and everything up there that you can go grab. And one of the neatest things that we're really excited about is everybody knows Francine teaches once a year. And unfortunately for most of us, we can never get into that class because it fills up. She doesn't even advertise anymore, which just shows how amazing her gifts are. And it doesn't even advertise and it sells out because it's a very limited class. But working with Francine, because I'm the techie part of everything, we were able to record her classes and create an online series. So if you're looking to get into developing your gifts, you know, we always tell everybody that you do all have gifts. Some people call it gut feeling. Some people call it woman's intuition. But all of us are gifted. And what this class does is this really helps us kind of get started with that. If you already are developing your gifts, it really accelerates your growth and everything. So make sure to go out to her website and check out her online program. And with that, really, I've been kind of talking to Francine offline, and I was so excited because she's going to do another meditation today. So, Francine, are you there?
I'm there, Mark, and thank you for your kind words. That was really sweet. I'm there. Are you all ready for a guided meditation? And don't laugh, because this guided meditation is called The Perfect Thanksgiving. Is there such a thing? There will be if you make it. So what I'm going to do, I want to thank all of you, first of all, for tuning in. It means the world to me that you do. This radio show is just my way of saying thank you. Can I give back to you for all you have done for me? And another way of saying call in. If you can't afford a reading this right now, your pocketbook's a little tight, then call in for a free one. All right, so let's get started so we'll have lots of time for readings. All right, so as I said, my topic is the perfect Thanksgiving. And I know we all have relatives we love to sit next to and cozy up to, and they're funny. And then there are relatives that come and they're grumpy or they're grouchy. And maybe they just need that extra hug that day. Or maybe they won't let you in. But today I'd like to talk about the best Thanksgiving, called the perfect Thanksgiving. And whether or not you spend this holiday with lots of relatives or by yourself, because some people do have to spend it by themselves, they can't travel to be with their relatives, I want you to know that you do have many blessings all around you, even though you can't always see them. I know that we have family members that are, you know, not so perfect, but that's okay. Can you turn this holiday into the perfect Thanksgiving? When we do our guided meditation in a minute, I'm going to have you invite the people to your perfect Thanksgiving. But before we get there, I want you to say, I want to bless all of these relatives, whether I absolutely bond with them or not. I want to bless them so that I can see even a little piece of good in them. And to the ones that I do bond with, I just want to give an extra special blessing to. Can you put away your anger and differences just for a few hours at that table? Can you find harmony in your heart? I promise that your beautiful energy can permeate and rub off on all of these relatives if you let it. Now, it's time for our guided meditation. if you want the perfect Thanksgiving, let's see. First of all, we have to set the table. All right. But before we set the table, you have to be in a relaxed position. Just for a few moments, let your mind, body, and spirit relax. And as you take in some beautiful cleansing breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And one last time, in and out. Good. You're beginning to relax and put your mind at ease and visualize your perfect Thanksgiving. Now imagine yourself at a long dining room table. It can seat as many people as you would like to invite today. You look at this festive table and admire the white linen tablecloth. It is draped beautifully across the table. The table is filled with candles, sparkling all over and sending beams of light into the entire room. A cornucopia of fruits and nuts is placed in the middle of your table, making for an abundant centerpiece. The dishes are bright white with gold trim, and beside them, emerald green napkins with sparkling silverware. And small little pumpkins float all over your table in all different areas. White goblets are filled to the top with your favorite beverage. Your eyes cannot believe the decadent display of food on your table. You see the fattest turkey, all crisp and tanned, filled with the moistest stuffing. Mashed potatoes are on the side, and squash dripping with butter. No diets on this table. These dishes are filled to the brim in large white bowls. All your favorite veggies are placed in a large Lazy Susan platter. And beside them is homemade cranberry sauce and rich brown gravy. This meal is stealing all of your senses. The meal is complete. Now, who would you like to invite to your perfect Thanksgiving dinner? Because dinner is never complete without our loved ones. You may invite anyone you choose, past or present. A partner, a spouse, your children, your friends, a lonely neighbor, someone in spirit that you miss and you want at your table. Invite them. But whoever you choose, know that you'll feel the blessings along with your beautiful loved ones. I think I'll invite my mom, dad, and brother to my table. They have all passed, but I think it's kind of fun to have them sit there and see their smiles as we all sit there. It's my table, right? Good. See who you would like to invite. Who will sit next to you on your right side? Who will be on your left? Fill your table and enjoy this beautiful time of family together. Now that your loved ones have gathered around you, I would like you to bow your head and say a special grace before the meal. What would you like to thank your loved ones for today? You want to thank them for coming, for being beside you, for always being there, for making this day so perfect for you. I will give you a moment to say your prayer and thanks. Good. Great job. Now it is time to feast. And please don't worry about those pesky calories. We'll go for a walk later. In fact, your loved ones enjoy being with you at all times, whether it's in spirit or in your current life. So I'm glad you just had the perfect Thanksgiving. Thanks, guys. Now I'm ready for readings if you're ready.
Yeah, we got quite the lineup today, and let me go through here, and we have quite a few callers, Francine, so is
good.
It okay
Bring
if we go a little bit over today?
Yeah, I could go over, absolutely, yeah.
All right, sounds good. We're going to start with Anne. Anne, you're on with Francine.
Hello, Anne. Hi, Francine.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And where are you from? Just give me the city. Or the state, either one.
Gloucester.
Oh, hi, I'm from Gloucester. What's your question?
I want to look into my future.
Okay. As far as job, as far as loved ones, as far as relationships?
Relationships.
All right, then let's go there, Ian. Can I draw some cards for you?
Sure.
Okay. First, I'm going to draw some cards. I have a father figure coming through for you, honey. Did you lose your dad?
Yep.
Oh, do you feel him beside you?
All the time.
Did you put him at your Thanksgiving table when we did the meditation?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'll give you a minute to cry. What if I told you he wants to... I know. Do you have a Kleenex?
Yeah.
He's got two other men with him, too. I feel like one's his brother and one's your brother. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. He just keeps saying... All I keep hearing is I have the brothers with me and they're fine. Everybody's fine. Stop worrying. Take care of Mom, he keeps saying. Just take care of Mom. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yay. All right, let me draw some cards. And when I'm ready, I'll stop. One, two, three, four. All right, first one, Ann, is study. Are you thinking of taking some fun classes?
I think about it, yeah.
Any kind of classes. You can take a pottery class, a painting class, a photography class. But that's where you're going to meet him. Would you be open to taking some classes?
Sure.
Good. Your next one is self... I'm sorry. I got a little echo on my side. Your next one is self-acceptance. Why don't you love yourself?
Just many... Many things that I'm just not happy with.
Oh, don't you know God only makes masterpieces, Anne?
I know.
When you love yourself. Because when you love yourself, honey, everybody else will. Because your next card is soulmate within a three. It could be 3 weeks, 3 months. But I feel like you don't get out to meet him. Is that true? And that's probably why your angels are saying, take a class. Get out there.
Right.
And I don't feel he's at a bar or a party. I feel he's really in a classroom setting, or maybe he's the teacher. You never know, but I got to get you out. And your dad says you're a really good cook. Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you just bake a cake or something today?
No, didn't make a cake today.
All right, why is he showing me a birthday cake? Who just had a birthday?
Mom had a birthday in October.
Can you tell Mom that happy birthday? And you have a birthday coming up. Do you have a birthday coming up too? He's showing me another cake.
Yeah.
Is it the end? Okay. I was going to say, is it the end of this month or is it December? All right. Dad says happy birthday to you too.
Oh.
And are there two children? Because he wants to bless you and someone else. Or is it just you, Anne? Do you have a sibling?
I have a brother.
Yeah, he's blessing you and a sibling, so that would be your brother.
Okay.
Like I have two children left on Earth, and I bless them both.
Right.
All right. And somebody needs a new wallet? What's he talking about? Who loves wallets?
Oh, that would be my brother.
All right, get your brother a new wallet.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming.
He's funny.
Yeah,
He's
your dad
funny.
Is all around you, honey. Don't you ever doubt that. And invite him to your Thanksgiving table. He'll be there. He says you're a great cook. Thank you, Anna. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go ahead and bring on Hannah. Hannah, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hannah?
Yes, I've been listening. It's so interesting.
Hi, what's your question?
I'd like to get insight into relationships and
okay. And where are you from?
California.
Ooh, so you got up early.
Yeah, I'm up early.
All right. So you want to know when you're going to meet a spiritual partner, or is that the question?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Can I shuffle some cards and see when he's coming?
Okay.
All right. You sound like Anne. You sound like your self-acceptance is low. Is that true?
That's interesting. That's I did feel that it was resonating as well with me.
So like I told her, don't you know God only makes masterpieces? You need to start loving yourself. And do you get out at all?
I do. I have to.
Okay. I feel changes around your job. Is that true?
Yes. I think I'll start working more hours.
Good. In a positive way. Absolutely. All right. Let me shuffle some cards. I'm going to draw four. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Don't laugh. Your first card is meditation. And your second is romance. Do you meditate at all, Hannah?
Yes, I've been starting to meditate again. I just stopped for some time.
Good. So during meditation, do you picture your guy coming or your person coming?
Yeah, I try to. Sometimes I do have the feeling that I want.
Excellent. Because your next one is romance. Are you ready? And I wish I'd Skype these because I would love for you to see the images. Within a two. Within 2 months, 2 weeks, not within 2 years. You got romance coming. Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right. I feel you already know him, though. Is there someone at work or someone you're connecting with?
Yes, but it seems like he's still dealing with things more like a friendship.
Yeah, well, can you start with a friendship and then take it from there? He's got a lot in his plate, honey. And he fears new relationships. But that doesn't mean that he's ruled this one out.
Okay.
Because your next card is listening. You're a great listener. Does he tell you this?
No, but it's funny because he always answers my phone calls, even if he's busy.
I feel he's already in your life and you just need some patience, but he loves it because in a time where people are busy, you actually take the time to listen to him, and he loves this. And the next one, the last card, is signs. He is giving you signs that he doesn't want you to go away. So can you be patient?
Yes, I think I need to be patient.
Have you asked him out to have coffee or do something where you're just going to be off duty?
I did quite some time ago, but it seems like he's dating and there's all this interest. And it just seems like mixed signals that he feels.
Well,
sometimes.
The holidays are coming up. Tell him I'd like to treat you to a holiday coffee or a cup of tea. And have you lost a grandmother, honey, on your mother's side?
Yes, I did.
She's one of your spirit guides. Do you pray to her?
Yeah, I feel very close. We share very near the same birthday, so.
Oh, and are you traveling this year a lot?
Possibly.
She keeps showing me airplane wings.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe my mom hopefully will come visit me.
All right. I just keep seeing. No, I feel like you're the one doing the traveling. Okay, thank you, Hannah, and God bless you, honey. Enjoy your day in California.
Thank you.
God You're bless. Very welcome.
All righty. Hold on for 1 second while I switch this around. All right, Helen, you're on.
Thank you. Hello, Francis.
Hi, Helen.
My question is, I'm looking for a reading around my home situation.
Okay. Are we looking to sell or buy?
I'm looking to build.
Build. Okay. And where are you from, Helen?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. All right. And let me draw some cards. Before I even draw a card, is there trouble with land?
There is.
All I keep hearing is the minute you said build, someone's giving you a hard time about a piece of land. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is it the next word I keep hearing is tied up. Is it tied up somewhere?
It is.
And is there someone with a G initial involved with this land? The letter G like George?
Yes.
Okay. What's this person's role?
They prefer that they're trying to hold up the zoning things, the zoning variances.
Ah, so that's who you're up against is the G initial, correct?
Correct.
All right. I feel you have an amazing lawyer, though. Has your lawyer been giving you some positive answers?
Yes.
Okay. Something happens in March. Is that too long?
It might be, but I guess, you know, do what you have to do.
I heard the month of March. I didn't even see a number. I heard the month of March is it starts to proceed. I also have to say, Helen, that he really doesn't have a leg to stand on. Does that make sense? Legally?
It does. It does.
I feel like he's tying this up and it's sort of like a nonsense thing?
Correct.
Good. Well, can you call me back and let me know how you're doing in March when you have the groundbreaking ceremony?
I can.
Good. Let me shuffle some cards. Congratulations.
Thank you.
One, two, three, four. Good. Your first one is enchantment. Where's the little girl in you? She's so worried about this new home, she forgot to come out and play.
You lost me there.
Well, you know how we're off duty. We're not adults all the time. We just relax. I don't feel you're doing that, honey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Where's your enchantment? That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
And who's the friend that keeps asking you to go around music? Because your next card is music, and the third is friendship. Is someone asking you to go to a concert or some sort of music venue?
No, not yet.
All right. Please go, because I feel like while you're in the midst of this legal matter, you need to just have some fun. Hang out with your friends. Surround yourself with music, plays, even movie theaters. Because that's where you're going to find your peace, honey. Because by March, it's a done deal.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Happy home. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mark.
I guess he still wanted me to talk.
Yeah, well, keep going, Helen.
Well,
you have
I guess
more questions.
What else
well,
do
let
you
me
get?
Pull someone through for you. Do you have a father figure in heaven?
I do.
He's right behind you. You feeling him?
No.
Okay. Do you ask for his assistance?
I do.
And was he really handy around the house?
No.
Why is he saying he was?
Could not tell you.
Okay. He's saying I'm handy around the house, clear as a bell. The only other metaphoric thing I can get out of that is he's being handy towards your new house. In other words, I'm pulling strings.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the only thing I can get out of that. And have you lost a mother figure too?
I have.
Because he's with a mother figure, so they are together. And a brother too, or a sibling?
No.
Why is your father saying I'm with the brother?
His brother.
Oh, were they really connected?
They were.
All right. So your dad's not alone up there, honey. He's with the brother. and they're both watching over you along with mom. Do you have three children?
No, I have three brothers.
All right, so he's talking about the other three children other than you because he's got three fingers up. Can you give your brothers his love as well?
I will.
Good. And other than the house, are you signing other legal papers?
No.
He says yes, sign the legal papers.
Well, hopefully they're good legal papers.
No, it's in your favor, but is there something else other than the home? Are you remortgaging, refinancing?
I am. It's not a signing. I am refinancing.
All right, because he's saying, in the meantime, just sign the legal papers.
Okay.
Excellent,
yeah,
Helen. Thank you. Your dad's front and center. All right,
okay.
You take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, maybe I'm just meant to talk to Helen today.
I'm wondering if you lost Mark.
I don't know.
Well, let me. What can you tell me about?
Go ahead. We don't want empty ear, Helen. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. What are you telling me about my relationships?
Okay. Who's the guy? What's the guy's name?
Chuck.
All right. And is this non-marriage yet?
Correct.
Okay.
In fact, this is an old relationship. I don't know if it's coming back.
Oh, why do I feel he loves you very much? Why are you pushing him away, Miss Helen?
No, it wasn't me.
Why do I feel that?
I don't know.
Was he away, like you said, and then he came back?
Yes, but he hasn't contacted me.
Ah, why do I feel now you're just ignoring him?
He hasn't contacted me.
All right. And how long?
9 months.
Okay. Why do I feel the love was very strong, Helen?
It was.
What do you think changed, honey? Because I feel his love is still strong for you.
Okay, Mark here.
Okay, because we've been talking to Helen because we didn't hear from you. So thank God bless Helen. No dead air time.
All right, I will let you go to get her call.
All right, but before I finish, don't give up on Chuck, Helen, promise.
All right, I won't.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that, Francine. My phone line keeps on dropping. Actually, I'm calling in on my cell phone right now.
Well, she thought so, and so we did a little longer reading.
Sorry about that, everybody. Donna, you're on the line.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, what's your first name?
Marta from California. Hi.
Hi, Marta. Oh, my God, all these Californians today. Hi, honey, what's your question?
Well, I wanted to know if things would get better for me financially.
All right, so we're doing finances for Marta today.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me what you're doing for work?
I get disability, but I, you know, enter a lot of raffles and things like that and, you know, kind of get messy that way.
Why do I feel like you're very worthy of this disability, honey, but you're not getting what you're entitled to? Does that make sense to you?
Well, as much as I put in, I'm getting out. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's what. Yeah,
right, but why do I feel like there are more services for you, but you're not taking advantage of them?
I don't know. I think I am. I mean.
Okay. And have you ever thought of starting a small home business?
No, that's a good idea, though.
It is. Even reading to people online or calling people that are blind that can't read and you read chapters for them. It's just a small little business. You'd be amazing, and you have a great speaking voice.
Thanks.
Yeah, you have to think about that. That'll bring in some extra income.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have two children, Marta?
No. No kids.
Why do I feel two children around you, honey? Are there two special children?
Yeah, my sister's kids. They're special to me.
Okay. I just feel two kids that adore you, just like they would a mom.
Yes.
Yay. So call us when you start your new business, and we'll post it on our website. How's that?
Okay.
Sound
Thank
good?
You.
All right. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
All righty. Laura?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call, Francine.
Hi, what's your first name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question and where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Ooh, I have a lot of New Jersey clients now, so welcome.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I'm on a contract right now that's coming to an end, and I've had two phone interviews with two different recruiters. One was for a 2-year contract, and the other was for a permanent full-time job. And I wondered if you saw me getting either one of those positions.
Okay, let's see what I see. Before we even go there, are you reluctant to let this one end?
No.
Really? Why am I getting that feeling?
Well, because I'm worried about income, but I'm ready to let this one go. I just need to have something else jump into.
Okay, so the reluctancy is just the money involved.
Yeah.
All right. Why do I feel you're more apt to get the 2-year instead of the permanent? Does that make sense?
It's possible because yesterday I went by the place where the permanent job would be, and it's kind of like in a warehouse. It's not really an atmosphere where I could see myself every day.
I agree. Yeah. I think you're going to get a permanent job there and not like it. Go with the 2-year. You're already applied, right?
I have, but I haven't been called in for the interview yet.
I also feel there's one more coming. Have you not applied to anything else?
No, I have applied. I've applied to a couple jobs in North Carolina, but that I haven't even gotten a call on.
Okay.
Would you
be willing to move?
Oh, yeah, I'm willing to do anything. I can pick up and move.
Because you're going to laugh. Before you said the Carolinas, I saw lemonade, like you're moving somewhere where it's warm all the time. Isn't that ironic? Is that a permanent one or is that a 2-year?
Yeah, the 2-year is in New Jersey.
Okay. What about the Carolina one?
I applied for a position at a senior living facility, but it would be in my field.
I just see everybody drinking lemonade. So wherever your new job is, it's like they're content where they are. I feel like it's a better atmosphere. Can I shuffle a couple of cards for you?
Sure.
Excellent. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, you ready for all new beginnings? That's your first card. That means a move. Everything that's brand new, Laura is coming to you. Does that make sense?
I'm ready.
It's like your angel said, okay, Laura, here's a new contract, but everything has to be brand new. I do feel a move, but I feel it feels right the whole time you're packing, the whole time you're going. And no soulmate right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going there to meet your soulmate too, aren't you?
I don't know, but it would be nice.
Well, that's the next card is soulmate, so I just feel like you're going there for many reasons. And your third card is nature. Because you live in New Jersey, do you not get out much?
I don't, but nature is really important to me, and so is water.
Excellent.
And I really want to move somewhere where I'm around nature and water. It's very important.
Well, you're going to the right place because your last card is miracles. You've asked for miracles, and this is the year that your miracles begin, so congratulations. Yeah, you're going a little off the beaten path, but I feel like this city welcomes you. This job welcomes you. I feel like where you are, it's getting stale.
Yeah, Francine, when do you think this is going to happen? Are they giving you any idea on time frame?
Well, your new beginnings was the very first one. So within the next month, the wheels start to turn. So they could call you within the next month. It's happening quicker than you think. It's not 4 months down the line. Within the next month, you start to get at least the ball rolling to say, would you like the job and would you be willing to move? So can you give them a call tomorrow morning and see if they're still interested?
Well, I don't know if they're interested at all, but yes, I can definitely give them a call.
Yeah. Tell them I'm willing to relocate if you're on board with me.
Okay.
All right. God bless and keep in touch. We want to hear all your good news.
Okay. Thank you, Francine.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, Ginger, you're on the air.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, Ginger. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you today?
I'm good. Where are you from?
I'm in Texas.
Hi, Ginger from Texas. What's your question?
I have a new relationship going on, and then I have other job changes and other things going on, and I kind of just want to focus on both if we can.
Okay. You're a healer, honey. Do you know that?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you use your healing gifts?
I try.
Okay. And have you lost a mother figure?
Yes.
Your mom's right behind you, honey. Do you pray to her?
Often, yes.
Yeah. I have a mother figure that loves you, and I feel like the last 2 years have been upheaval for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, all you've done is try to shovel junk against the tide, and it just hasn't worked out. But I feel like you've met someone who's willing to work with you. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, you've met a healer like you, Ginger. So, is Texas home for you?
It is. It is.
Yeah, I feel like you're going back to your roots. And your mom keeps guiding you back there. And are you upset with your dad right now? Because she keeps saying, forgive the father.
Yes, yes, yes. She's
okay.
Right.
You're never going to change him, honey. So just go with the flow with him. Pick your battles. Okay. And you're great with people. I hope your job includes people. What do you do for
us?
What do you do for work?
I'm in communications right now.
Ah, good. And your mom's laughing. Are you a good cook?
I'm okay.
Are you learning to cook? Let me put it that way.
Yes.
She just showed me pots and pans all around you. Like, she is so proud that you're doing this. Good for
That's
you.
Awesome.
And what's wrong with both of your feet right now? Do you walk too much?
Yeah, I do a lot of walking.
A lot of walking, she says, on those feet. All right. Can I shuffle this and see if your soulmate, if you're with your soulmate?
Sure.
All right, good, because we know the job's coming. Let me give you 1, 2, 3, 4. It's funny because this person brings you peace of mind. Are you feeling this?
Yes.
In the midst of your chaos, honey, this person calms you down. And I feel you've met someone who's so amazing and tells you all the things that are right with you and not what's wrong. Is that true?
Uh-huh, yes.
And have you connected through music?
Yes. Yes, we have.
I just feel like music has intertwined you two together. Your next one is new love. Are you loving it? Because he's loving you.
I am, yes, ma'am.
I love this, and I feel this mutual respect, but I almost feel you don't trust him. Is that true? Or because
I don't think
of
it's, I don't trust him. I don't think it's him. I think it's just a joy. I don't think it's him, Bursley. I think it's just, you know, I need to learn to trust better.
Because it's probably past relationships, but I don't know how long this relationship is, but I hope he's earned your trust, honey. Because, man, he's trying. Okay, so open up and let him know what you like, what you don't like. Tell him who hurts you. Tell him what happened so that he can work with you.
Okay.
Your next one is dreams. You're a prophetic dreamer. Tell me about your dreams.
they're very, it seems like if I dream it, it's almost like it happened. Or very colorful.
Did you dream of him before you saw him?
Yes.
So you can tell him you're the man of my dreams.
Okay, I will.
And your last one, self-acceptance, honey. Can you stop beating yourself up? Another caller got this earlier, or actually both of them. Why don't you love yourself?
I'm learning to do that.
Is he teaching you? I hope he is, because he seems like a loving spirit.
He is.
All right. Do you have a mirror when you go home? Right
yep.
in your home? All right. Would you say I love you and mean it?
Yes.
Once a day? That's a Louise Hay affirmation.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this man is so in love with you, and I got a feeling you feel the same way about him.
Yes, that's true.
Good. And something your mother's saying about changing a phone number, does that make sense with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know what that means. It's either a message for you or him to change a phone number. So I don't know
okay.
what that means. All right. Thank you, Ginger. Have a great day in Texas.
Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you too, love.
All right, let me go ahead and switch up. The switchboard's a little bit slow today.
Okay.
All right, we're bringing on Julia.
Hello, Julia.
Hello, Francine.
Where are you from?
I'm from Southern Colorado.
Oh, I love you already.
Oh,
and
what,
you. Give me the weather there quick.
Cool.
Any snow?
Chilly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just went through a... like an Arctic. We were,
I saw
it
on the news, that's why I'm asking. I got a feeling it's coming our way.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your question, Julia?
Well, I filed for divorce at the end of September, and it's according to my state laws, it's 90 days to process. So I wanted to see, you know, what you pick up around that, and when do you see it becoming final?
All right, what was his first name or initial, if you don't want to give a first name?
Kay.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations, honey. I don't know how much longer you could have done that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Can you pat yourself on the back, please? You
yes.
tried. Can you reach your back? You
I
tried
did.
To teach a man that wasn't willing to learn. Did you get that message?
Yeah.
All right. And why do I feel he took money that didn't belong to him? Is that true?
I'm not aware of that, but it's possible.
Well, did he not tell the truth about an income or a paycheck?
It's possible. I'm not aware of it.
All right, so it's 90 days to process. I don't feel any problem with that. Why do you?
It just feels like nothing's happening, and it's taking, like, we have to do mediation, and it wasn't scheduled till the end of December. So it's like, oh, gosh, is nothing happening? Just, you
yeah.
know. It's kind of weird. It's surreal to live in a house where you know you're getting divorced, but everything seems to be going along, you know.
I know. He's
like
with
nothing's
you.
Going on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why. All right. When did the 90 days start?
The end of September, September 29th.
Oh, yucky. All right. I don't feel it any later than the end of January. Can you hold out?
Yeah. Yeah, because I have to be here for court dates, so...
Yeah. And then where
here.
Are you going? Somewhere beautiful?
Yes,
and warm?
Florida. Florida,
yeah.
Yep.
And did you lose a sister, Julia?
My aunt, who was like my big sister, yeah. It was a year ago. Yeah.
She's just saying, I'm the sister, and I want to come
Aww.
Through. Do you feel her energy?
I haven't felt it, but I have a picture of her on my dresser, and I go by, and it's her and my grandmother, and I always say, love you guys. And
well, she's loving
so,
you
yeah.
right back today. And
Aww.
Are you really creative, but you haven't been using your creativity?
Yes.
She wants to know why, for crying out loud.
I just have to get myself into a place of doing it, of using it, of, you know,
you
getting back
actually-
out there again.
Yeah, and that could be a side business for you. Do you know that, Julia?
Well, I'm not sure how I would do it, but, yeah, it's definitely an option.
Yeah, because she's seeing you great at it. And do you have a son?
I have a daughter.
No, I feel a son. Does your aunt have a son?
No, she has two daughters.
Why is she talking about a son then?
A miscarriage.
For your sister or you?
For me.
I mean your auntie. Oh, all right.
For me.
So she's with your son. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Can you let that go, honey? I feel like that's still burdening you.
Yeah.
Promise? You
yes.
got a whole new life. It's like God said, here's the red carpet, Julia. Walk on it. Finally. What took you
awesome.
So long? Yay. We're all going to visit Julia this winter in Florida. Can you call me end of January so I can congratulate you?
Yes. Thank you.
Good.
So
now,
much.
Can I shuffle four cards?
Sure.
You got
thank
it.
You. You're such a
do you
sweetheart.
Have a birthday
thank
coming
you for
up
this.
Or does your sister?
We were September birthdays.
No, who's got the December, the December birthday?
Her daughter, her youngest daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a Christmas baby.
Oh, because she's got a white candle around December. Would you wish her daughter
aww.
A happy birthday?
Yes, I will.
All right, miracles. Who's having the new baby in your family?
Oh, I don't know.
Yep, new baby coming. Anyone
ooh.
Just get married or?
No. My daughter is the only one that would even be in that, you know, in the realm of possibilities. Yeah.
Right. You want to be a grandmother again?
Yes.
Yay.
Well,
we got a
it would
baby.
Be my first one. It would be my first grandchild.
Oh, you're
yeah.
being a grandmother for the first time. Congratulations. And want to know something? It's a little boy, so it's like your little boy's coming back through her.
Oh, thank you.
Next one's answered prayer. It's about time
aww.
That you prayed for something for Julia. You're always praying for everybody else.
Yes, thank you.
Good girl. It's like it's my turn, and I'm not going to be afraid to take this turn.
Yes.
And your auntie's going to give you all the strength. In fact, you look like your grandmother. Do you have older pictures of her?
I have... You know, I don't know. There are some around. I think my niece has them, but yeah.
Okay.
When I go down there, I'll have her.
Your grandmother's thing. I'm sorry, but she's talking at the same time. I want to get it out
okay.
there.
Yep.
You don't want to go to Thanksgiving dinner?
My daughter's coming home for Thanksgiving, and, you know, because of the situation, I'm kind of apprehensive about how it's going to go.
Well, you make your perfect Thanksgiving, just like my guided meditation. You picture your loved ones around that table, and you just say, this is my last Thanksgiving in this house, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay.
Deal? Your next card is spiritual growth. It means that your spirituality is growing, honey. You're not down in the dumps anymore, and you're feeling it already. You're almost there. Don't quit. And would you like a new soulmate? Because that's your next card when you move to Florida.
Yes.
You got a new soulmate
funny.
Coming.
Wow. Well, that card
time,
has come out a lot today, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. And there are 50
love is in the
cards
air.
In this deck. Yeah, you got a new guy coming in Florida, honey. So can you enjoy? And he
yes.
has lost his wife. So she's passed on. He's just looking for someone to love.
Oh.
All right.
Awesome.
Bye, Julia. I wish
bye.
You all the best in your new life.
All right. Thank you so
your
much.
Your new grandchild.
Have a great day. Oh,
you
thank
too.
You.
Bye.
It's amazing callers today. Mindy, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, Mindy. Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Oh, boy. And what's your question?
Well, thank you so much. I just want to, you're very inspiring and just
oh.
to be able to give service to all of us, I'm very honored, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I don't even call it work. I love doing God's job. How's that?
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Hi. So go ahead.
The question is about career and, of course, love.
Okay. Want to start with career?
Sure.
All right. Why do I feel you're stuck, honey? You don't want to be where you are.
Absolutely right.
What are you doing?
I have a business that I launched in England. So, but I'm here in California, and I'm trying to. I still have, as an entrepreneur, you know, you have to keep going until you can get to where I need to go, and that's where I am stuck. I think, but I want to move forward. I'm trying to move forward.
What's the business?
It has to do with a manufacturing of a baby care line, like lotions and shampoo.
Nice.
Thank you.
Bored with just this side of it? Do you want to add more? Or I heard the word bored.
I'm very bored at the job that I do currently, for sure.
All right. So what if this is a year you reinvent yourself? How's that feel?
Sounds great to me.
Yeah. Because you have an entrepreneurial mind that thinks out of the box. I feel like this was good while it lasted, but now it's I need the new and improved versions of things.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, and so that this was great, but now you're reinventing your product. In the meantime, you're reinventing Mindy. And that usually does go in cycles. Now, as far as the man, why do I feel you're not getting out to meet him? You're so busy, honey.
That's true.
So can we get you out?
Yes.
Do you take any fun classes? Do you do anything fun? What do you do for downtime?
Rest.
Oh, because you're so tired from running your business. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients are doing the online dating. Have you considered that?
No, I haven't done that. But so it sounds like a good thing.
Well, you're in the privacy of your own home, and you be very selective. And obviously you meet them at a public place, but you have so much love to give, Mindy. I don't want you to waste it, honey. I mean that. I feel like you're putting all your eggs in one basket. And I do feel you meet him, but I feel he helps your entrepreneurial skills. All right, let's shuffle some cards for you, and then I'll deal out four.
Okay.
And have you lost a grandfather on your mother's side that you were very devoted to?
Absolutely, yes.
He's your spirit guide, honey. I feel like he's learning through you, if that makes sense. He didn't get to do the fun things you're doing.
It's wonderful that you say that, and thank you so very much for confirming that. He was a greengrocer or like a supermarket, and my products are all about being in the supermarket. So I always say, Grandpa, don't worry, I'm going to get there.
You are, and you're following his footsteps, but to the next degree.
Yeah.
I love that. And he says, I have your soulmate, but you've got to get outside to meet him.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
And do you garden, but you stopped gardening?
My mom is a big gardener, his daughter.
Okay. I also feel like you're a great gardener, but you're not getting out there.
My product has a lot to do with different botanical ingredients.
Ooh.
And that's what I'm looking forward to developing when I get on over to the UK.
Excellent. All right. Well, Grandpa's going to pick out your new guy, so allow him to do so. Because your
there
first
was a guy.
Is new love. I can't believe how many times this has come out today. I swear I'm not playing with the deck.
That's funny.
It means that you are overdue. I feel like he is a great businessman just like you, but kind and loving. He's not... You know, he's not the kind of ruthless businessman. He actually is kind of shy. I think this is going to work out because he's very shy.
Aw.
And so, you know, when someone's just, they're not full of themselves.
Yeah, I had a man that was full of himself.
Oh, we don't
previously.
Need that. But I feel like he deals with men's clothing or something to do with clothing.
Okay. Yeah, that was the old guy.
Oh, wrong guy, then I'm mixing him up. All right, we're not going with him.
Okay.
Did you
let
him go?
I did.
All
yes,
right,
I
so
did.
I'm getting the old mixed up with the new. When did you let the old go? Is it still recent?
It's probably about July.
Okay, so that's not too recent. All right, you do have a new love coming before 2015 is over. And again, the signs card. You're very gifted psychically. Do you see a lot during the day?
I actually have been reading tarot for over 25 years, and I do mediumship as well.
Woohoo! Good for you, because your gifts are amazing. And it's funny, we can't do this stuff for ourselves, though. Huh?
Absolutely.
It doesn't work for you. But use your gifts. It's probably how you've gotten so far in business. You're using your gifts. So thank you. Mm-hmm. And your next one is Archangel Michael. No wonder why you're so gifted. That's your lead angel, honey.
Wow.
Yeah. It would not shock me if your new guy's name began with a name like Michael, Mark.
You know what? You're the third person who told me the name is Michael.
There you go. So you'll be yelling in every store, Michael, where are you?
That's beautiful.
I'll come to the wedding if you invite me.
Of course I will. It'll be my pleasure.
Mindy,
I would love
this.
Oh, I'm so honored. I do
me
have one
too.
Really
and your last one is Serenity. If I were to talk to you next November, you're in a much better place. Good girl.
I have one really specific question that I
sure.
You know, when I go there, it's a person who had contacted me for business, and
you got the list.
You there?
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I just heard it like someone else talking in the background. What?
Okay. It's probably spirit trying to break through here. But the person that had called me is just such an outstanding game changer, life changing opportunity for me. He told me to call him, and now I can't find him. He's actually from China, and he was coming to London. I was going to meet him, and now I can't get that appointment. So I'm not sure if you can assist me and see what that's about. And then I'll hop off so that you can do more service.
Yeah. Mindy, how did you contact him in the first place?
I did my research. Intuitively, I knew I had to get to this person, and I found the person, and then he has an office in London. But it's
okay.
A major conglomerate, and to be able to place my product in China would be a game changer for me.
Absolutely. Can you go back to basics like you did the first time? Because I feel like you definitely need to connect with this man. And I also feel he's looking for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because the product is very much an opportunity to promote England over in China, and he's in charge of England with China, so he'd like to get behind it.
Okay. His name doesn't begin with a D, does it?
There is a D in it.
Okay.
Starts
I don't know.
With a
no,
Y.
I keep seeing the letter D as being very prominent.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't know.
I could tell you the name of the company. There's a big D in there.
All right, don't say it, but that's what
okay.
I'm seeing, and you're
meant
you're right. to work with them. So ask Archangel Michael to lead you to this businessman, and you'll see. The floodgates will open.
That is a beautiful thing to share with me, and I will be of service. I'm not just about the manifestation of coins. I want to be of service.
Oh, I can hear that in your voice already, honey. The more money and the more abundance you make, the more you're able to share with the world. So
I will.
We love people like you.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right, bye,
and thank you
sweetheart.
For your service. Take care now.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Alrighty. Sorry about that. I had a little background noise on you there. Let's go ahead and hold on for 1 second. Just switching around the switchboard. Did we get Mia on, or did I miss Mia?
Dion, I don't have a Dion.
Hold on.
Mia? Hi. Yes, hi, thank you.
Hi, can you say your name again?
Mia.
What is it?
Mia.
Oh, Mia. I thought he said Dion. Hi, Mia, how are you?
Hi, Francine. Okay,
where are you
how are you?
Where are you from?
Southern Florida.
Oh, lots of Florida people. Is it, just tell me, is it warm there?
It's nice. It's like in the 70s.
Oh, you lucky lady. What's your question?
Well, I'm in a relationship for 6 months, and my partner has just disclosed that he has kids, another woman. And it took him this long to disclose it. And so I got upset, and I'm having trust issues now.
All right.
I just want to get
Can
over.
I be honest with you? Can
yeah.
I be honest, honey?
Yeah.
You're not the only woman he's done this to.
Oh.
I know. I just feel like he didn't start by telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it's a track record that he's done this before. Are you ready to move on?
Not yet.
Okay. It's up to you, but I don't feel...
Because I'm in love with him.
I know. But you know what? If he wasn't honest about something as big as that, what else isn't he being honest about? If you can get him to fess up about everything, then that's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not feeling it, and I have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He says he loves me.
I'm sure that he does, but I just... When you love someone, then you tell them everything. Wouldn't you feel that?
Yeah.
I feel like you can get mad at me, Mia, but I feel like you will forgive him, but you will move on. I feel like he's got a lot more to tell you. How's that?
Yeah, I can forgive him. It's just hard for me to move on right now.
Okay, then you don't have to. I'm just giving you my advice, honey. You don't have to take it. Can I draw some cards for you?
Yeah, please. I'd like some messages on this situation.
Right. Your first card is the trust card, and I don't manipulate these cards. The angels do. You don't trust them. What are you going to do about that?
Yes, I want to get back that trust.
All right. The next card is truth and integrity. Within the next 2 months, he will be honest with you.
Okay.
Tell him if you have anything to tell me, now would be the time, okay?
Okay.
But the next one is body care. Are you not taking care of your body, honey?
Well, I have been lacking in the fitness area. I'm trying to.
Well, no, you feel exhausted, too. Are you not taking vitamins, minerals, eating right?
Probably not sleeping enough.
All right.
This problem has been keeping me up.
I don't blame you, but I don't want it to hurt your body either.
Okay.
I want you to, you know, go to sleep at night and just ask your angels if he's meant to be in my path. Great. If not, then I will let him go at some point. But I'm going to leave that up to you. But your last card is healing. Whether or not you stay with him or not, honey, you have a healing. So I'm going to leave that up to you, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, the relationship just feels so right.
It does.
Good to me, but then this came out.
How old are the children?
The oldest is 7, and the youngest is 4.
Are you ready to be a mom?
Because
I don't know
because I don't have kids of my own.
I know. This is what I feel, Mia, and I hope you're not going to get upset, and I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going to start fresh and clean with a man who, when you have children, it will be together, okay? But call me in a few months and let me know, because I'd love to find out. Go ahead.
You mean my own children?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like when you meet a man, you'll have your own children someday. And it doesn't mean you don't care about him right now, but I don't see him as a soulmate.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
But I'm going to leave it up to you to work on that, okay?
That was a great reading.
Okay.
All right, last caller.
Okay.
Let's get the name correct. Oxiana?
Hello?
Hello.
Your name, please.
Hello, yes. Hello, Francine. Hi.
What's your first name?
How are you? Well, I have a specific question.
What's your first name, though, honey?
Oksana.
Santa?
Oksana.
All right. And what's your question?
Well, I would like to be in the committed relationship, and actually I had a relationship with the person, with the gentleman that I've known for a while, and I think he's backing off, quite upsetting. So what do you see for me in that direction? I would really like to be in the committed relationship.
And how long has this relationship been going on?
I have known him for a very long time, but it was on and off, and we were good friends at the beginning, and then just recently, a few months ago, he got
can't give his heart to you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just heard that. He can't give you his heart. Does that make sense?
He can give me his heart?
He can't love you enough. Does that make sense? His love isn't consistent.
I don't know. He says he loves me. I don't know if I should trust this, but there is another person in that picture, and I think it's something unresolved there, but
okay.
I don't know.
Give me the first name of the one that you've been with, because I'm getting mixed signals.
R, like Robert.
Okay, Laura, like Robert. This is the one you've been with the longest, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is the one that I feel that cannot love you consistently. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. I don't know.
Okay. That's what I feel. What's the other guy's first initial?
I don't have another one.
They're about to meet someone else.
Why are you
with a man who can't give you everything? Do you see that whole thing? I feel like he's making promises, but he can't commit.
I think his situation is uncertain at this time, and one day he wants to be with me, then the next day the other person comes into the picture and there is some kind of issues.
Why do you want to sit around and wait for that? Does that make sense to you? You're too beautiful for that.
I know. I'm not waiting. I'm trying to move on, but unfortunately it didn't work in that direction either. So I was trying to date people and things didn't change.
Okay.
So
back to the drawing board. All right? None of these men are working out for you right now. So you go back and you find out either what your pattern is and you want to break it. If you want to hang out with this guy you've been in this relationship with, he can't give to you because he keeps changing his mind, honey. And yes, he does love you, but that's not enough. That's not enough. He wants his cake and eat it too. I want you to have someone who only has eyes for you, don't you?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so none of the guys that are in your path right now are right. Have you lost your dad, sweetheart?
Excuse me?
Have you lost your father?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, your father is one of your guides, and he will help you to find the right soulmate when you let him. You're just choosing tough men anyway. You choose tough, tough men.
Yeah, my ex is a tough man, and he's still around.
Why do you do that? Don't you want someone soft around the edges but still macho?
I agree. So I shouldn't have any hopes for this one.
Absolutely not. I don't. It's been too long, and he can't make the commitment you need. So go start dating again. Show them how beautiful you are.
The thing is that there were obstacles until recent. Only 2 months ago, he came into my life again, and things were changing for him.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be inconsistent. He comes back, he goes away. He comes back. I don't want that for you. I don't think you do either.
Okay. But do you see me a committed relationship or remarriage in future? It will be
Let's draw a few cards and see. What you got?
Yeah, because honestly, I'm not a young person.
You're young at heart, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, but, you know, I've on and I've been trying to change.
I know that. Don't worry, honey. Your father's going to find him. Your first one is healing. You need to heal from all these relationships. Let them go. You need to just take some time to just be with you. Does that make sense?
I've been alone, actually, for a very long time.
I'd rather see you alone.
For a year.
That's okay. I want you to take the next 3 months and heal and start to play. That's your next card. Your third one is truth and integrity. Be honest with these men. If you can't give me what I need and we can't be together, then I have to let you go. But your fourth card is celebration. By April, you'll have met someone else if you let these men go. Are you ready?
Oh, sure. I will be happy to.
April, is that your birthday month?
Huh? My birthday?
Is that your birthday month?
It's his birthday month. That means that I'm coming back.
All right. Say goodbye to him in April. I know it's somebody's birthday. And say hello to your new life.
Okay.
Good. Congratulations. All right. Enjoy that sunny weather out there.
Thank you so much. Thank
God you. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Just amazing readings today.
Oh, I love my people. They're so sweet.
All right. For all of you that we didn't get to, we're sorry about that. And make sure to tune in January. There's no show in December, where both me and Francine are going to be traveling and spending time with family. And we wish all of you a happy holiday, safe and everything. And Francine, you enjoy the holidays. Love you, and take care.
Thanks, Mark. Love you, too. Bye.
All right. All right, everybody. You've been listening to Francine's Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. Thank you.